Feeling-driven.
Willpower.
What are your thoughts when you look back at this really unpredictable year? We're all going to remember about how challenging it has been, about COVID, and how a pseudo virus has changed our life completely. But if there is something I've learned from 2020, is that even in the darkest moment, there is a light and a possibility for a change. When this year started, I found myself in a turmoil of emotions, furloughed at home, dealing with a very painful breakup, and my family spreaded onto many different time zones. I've cried, lingered in bed longer than expected, binge-watched hundreds of TV series, ate a lot of food, and felt really powerless. I've also had the strength to admit that it was okay not to be okay, and that the most important thing is to never stop believing, never give up. And so I did. I finally had the courage to work on an idea that was sitting at the back of my head for way too long. I've looked around me and I could see the faces of all the women that helped me through my life, in a way or another. Women I've briefly met, shared a piece of my life with. Women that are my family, by blood or by choice. Women that I have interviewed in the past 10 years working as a journalist and had the pleasure and courage to share their stories with me. Women that gave me the opportunity to open my eyes and my mind on so many different worlds. Strong women, never afraid to speak up, empowered. And as I was sitting in my room under a warm April sun, I decided that that was thanks to this powerful network that I became the woman I am today. And I wanted other women and girls to feel empowered by women around the world that look like them and have gone through the same challenges and difficulties, lifting themselves up and inspiring others to believe in a more inclusive world. I wanted to create a platform that will give voice to all these women, bringing their stories alive, because for me, every woman deserves the first page. We are surrounded by so many powerful, positive and inspiring stories, but too often they are neglected by other media, leaving us with cliché and stereotypes. When Power came to life in July, and since then has been an incredible journey, full of new discoveries, stories and relationships, spreaded across the world. All the women I've met, some of them just virtually, had a powerful message to share with all of you, and I'm proud to have brought their stories to you, wherever you are. 2020, it's almost over, and the new year comes with resolutions and plans. When Power will change, adapting to readers' feedback and requests, and will become a news outlet with stories for you to read, listen, and watch. Not a magazine anymore, but a platform that will cater to your needs, making sure I will continue to bring to you inspiring and positive stories from ordinary women around the world that are doing incredible things to build a more inclusive and powerful society. WomPower will also launch mentoring and support programs for women and girls all over the world that would love to pursue a career in journalism, but due to cultural, political or economical reasons, they don't have a space to speak up. WomPower will be entirely written by women for women and will grow into the international network of empowered women that will support and help through their knowledge, skills and talents. To achieve these results, WomPower will need you. So subscribe, share, comment and participate. We need you to change the narrative. Thank you for supporting WomPower in 2020 and thank you for listening to this podcast. I wish you all a happy new year. Don't forget that together we empower women. My name is Ilaria Biancacci for WomPower Podcast. Until next time.